Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tzadi Amud Aleph by the top line, the end of the line, Toshima. So the Gemara is really in the middle of a heated discussion between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said a chiddush as a pshat in the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos, that when the Mishnah over there says that a person who's Tayri min Tamei al Tahar, our example was that he used the Tamei grape as Truma for the rest of his grapes that are Tahar. So Le'asav Le'klum, if he does it b'mezin, Le'asav Le'klum, Rav Chisda said Pshat and Le'asav Le'klum, is that Ad Kedei Kach, that even the grape that's Tamei that he used as Truma, it goes back to being Chulin, it goes back to being Tevel, and he's going to take off Truma from a different grape, from a grape that's Tahar. But that Tamei grape, which Midaraisa is 100% Truma, because Midaraisa, a person could take off Truma min Tamei al Tahar. We brought from the Pasuk that that Midaraisa does work to take off Truma min Tamei al Tahar. Afal Pikein, Rav Chisda said, because of a Chashash, the Rabbana, that maybe he's not going to take off Truma a second time. So Chazal said that Truma grape, that Truma Tamei grape, is now going to go back to being Chulin. So Rabba asked Rav Chisda, how could it be such a thing that Midaraisa is considered Truma and the Rabbanan are being Iker Davar Min HaTorah and saying that it's not considered Truma? How do Chazal have such a Kayach? Said Rav Chisda back to Rabba, that what do you mean? We find that Chazal have a Kayach to be Iker Davar Min HaTorah. Rav Chisda attempted a few times already to prove, to show that we find in different places that Chazal have the ability to be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. Lamaisa, all the different rayas that Rav Chisda brought, Rabba was able to reject the raya and show how whatever din Chazal said, it really works within a framework of the Daraisa. But not that Chazal are being Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. However, Rav Chisda persists, and Rav Chisda is going to continue to show that no, to try to show at least, that no, Chazal have such a kayak to be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. So says the Gemara Tashema, Rav Chisda is bringing another raya. He's attempting to bring a raya that you see Chazal have the ability to be Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. So says Rav Chisda Tashema, I'll bring you a raya. The Braisa says that Achol Truma Tameya, Mishalim Chulin Tahirim. The halacha is that if a zar eats Truma, so in general, if a zar eats Truma, a zar is not allowed to eat Truma. If a zar eats Truma b'shaygig, so the halacha is that he has to reimburse the kayin. He pays back the kayin the value of the Truma that he ate, plus the Torah says he has to add an additional fifth. He has to add a fifth, he has to pay back the value of the Truma plus a fifth. Says the Braisa, that if a person ate Truma Tameya, which technically wasn't worth that much to the Kayin, he couldn't eat it, he could only use it as fire fuel. Still, if a person eats Truma Tameya, it doesn't matter, the Yisrael has to pay back the value of the Truma plus a fifth. And when he pays back the Kayin, Meshalim Chulin Tahirim, he has to make sure to pay him back Chulin, that the Kayin's able to eat at all times, even Chulin Tahirim. It has to be even something that's royally ois Kaidesh, has to be Chulin Tahirim, he's not supposed to pay back Chulin Tameyim. Let's say Shilim Chulin Tameyim, let's say he did. So now Midaraisa, it's a good tashlumen. We don't find that the Torah has any problems with this. But Lamaisa, if he was Shilim Chulin Tameyim, if he pays back Chulin, which is Tamei, so the halacha is subject to a machlaikas. Simchas Ayram Misham Rabbi Meir, that Bishoigig Tashlume of Tashlumen, that if he did it Bishoigig, he didn't realize that the Chulin was Tamei, so then everything just continues as is, and that's considered a good Tashlumen, and he moves on. B'mezin, however, if he does it B'mezin, he purposely gives the Kayin Chulin Tamein instead of giving him Chulin Tahirin, so then we give him a Kenas, that Ein Tashluma of Tashlumen, that his payment does not count, and he's going to have to pay back the Kayin something else. He'll take back, I guess, the Chulin Tamein, and he'll pay back the Kayin something else. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, Echad Zeh Tashluma of Tashlumen, the Chayzru Mishalem Chulin Tahirin. Then in both instances, we say that the Tashlumen is considered a valid Tashlumen, so that's already one chilek that the Chachamim are arguing about, that in both cases the Kayin keeps whatever it is, whatever Chulin Tamein, the Yisrael, the Tzar paid him. And in addition to that, the Yisrael also has to give him back a new tashlumin from chulin to hayrin. Even in the case of shaygig, we'll see in the Gemara, chachamim are kainz and shaygig got to mezen. The chachamim are very machmer. They say the kain keeps whatever he was given, plus the zar has to pay him back again chulin to hayrin. Now vahavinan ba, we had a kasha on the shita of sumchas b'shem Reb Meir that b'mezen ain't tashlum of tashlumin. That why is it that lufi sumchas b'shem Reb Meir if he gives back chulin tamein, why just because he gives chulin tamein do we say that ain't tashlum of tashlumin, that he's deserving of some sort of kenas, like he's a wicked fellow that he did something so terribly wrong that it's ain't tashlum of tashlumin? Adarav, says the Gemara, the tavoyal of bracha, that he's really deserving of praise, he's deserving of bracha for giving the kayin chulin tamein. The achal minay midi deloika chazile bimei tumasai. What did he eat from the kayin at the end of the day? He ate its chulin tamein. Chulin tamein is something that the kohen can never eat. Even when the kohen is tamei, he can't eat chulin tamein. He could use it as fire fuel, but that's about it. So what did he take away from the kohen? He took away truma tamea, which is something that the kohen can never eat. And what is he reimbursing him with? The kameshalim, he's paying him back with chulin tamein, which chulin tamein is not the best, but lamaisa, it's mindi dechazi lebimei tumasai. At least while a kain is tameh, so he's allowed to eat chulin which is tameh. Chulin which is tameh, he's not asr bachila. Fine, it's going to be metameh the kain, but at least when he's tameh, he could eat it. So when the kain is tameh, he could eat it. So he just got an upgrade. Until now, he had truma tameh, which is something he could never eat. And now he's getting chulin tameh in. So why just because the czar gives him back chulin tameh and bemezid, do we say that he gets such a kanas that the tashlumav is not considered a tashlumin? Why is it so terribly wrong? If anything, he gave an upgrade. He gave something better to the kohen. Va'amar Rava va'amri la kedi. And Rava explained the pshat in Simchas Amrei Meir, and some say it without a name. That Chazal explained the following: that really chasirin mechzra v'achi ketani. That really we're missing some words. This is really what the Braisa means to say: that achal truma tameya mishalim koldu. That in a chanami, if a person eats. If a czar eats truma tamea of a kayin, so he has to reimburse the kayin, but he's mishalim koldu. He can pay him whatever he wants, even chulin tamea. There's nothing wrong with paying chulin tamea. Chulin tamea at least is an upgrade from the truma tamea. In a chanami, it's not as good as chulin tahirin, but lamaisa, he's still giving the kayin something better than what he took, so that would be completely okay. If he ate truma tamea, he's allowed to pay koldu, even chulin tamea. However, says the Braisa, achal truma tahira, if he eats truma tahira, so then mishalim chulin tahirin. He has to pay back the kain something which is tar, because the kain could have eaten that truma, the truma tahira, at all times. So now the czar, when he pays back the kain, he has to pay him back chulin tahirin, which is something that also the kain could eat at all times. He has to pay back the kain something to make up for what he took. So it has to be something of equal quality, so it has to be chulin tahirin. Let's say shileim chulin tameim. Let's say he paid that chulin tameim to replace the truma tahira. On that we have the machlekes that sumchas aimer misham Rabbi Meir. Sumchas says b'shem Rabbi Meir that b'shoygeg will let him go tashlum of tashlumin. It will be a good tashlumin, but b'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. B'mezid we're going to say that it's a totally not good tashlumin. Take back the chulin tameim that he gave and give him back new chulin tahirin. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, tashlum of tashlumin. Either way, the kain is going to keep whatever it is that he was given, the chulin tamein, just v'chayzru mishalim chulin tahirin. The czar has to go back and pay the kain a second time, this time from chulin tahirin. That's the machlekes. Now back to our sugya. Says the Gemara, wait a second. V'ahacha d'midah ra'isa tashlumei ma'al yahavi. The halacha is that midah ra'isa, what the Yisrael gave, what the Tzar gave to the kohen was a good tashlumen. So we're going now in the world of Simchas B'Shem Reb Meir. Simcha said B'Shem Reb Meir that if he does it, b'mezid it, if he pays back, he ate truma tahira, and he pays back chulin tamein. So if he does it, b'mezid it, the halacha is that ain't tashlum of tashlumen. the tzar takes back the chulin that he gave the kohen. It's not the kohen's. We say it's ein tashlum of tashlum, and it's not considered the kohen's. And instead, the Yisrael has to give him chulin tohayren. Now wait a second. Mida araisa, that chulin temeyin that he gave the kohen was a valid tashlumen, and it's considered owned by the kohen. That food, those grapes, let's say, are considered owned by the kohen. Mida araisa. And to an extent, if let's say the kohen took one of those grapes that the tzar already gave him, and he gave it to a woman, and he said, you're married to me with these grapes, the halacha is tafsula kedusha. If she accepts it, okay, so she's interesting, but if she accepts it, the halacha is going to be that the kedusha is taifes, they're going to be married. Yeah, what does Simcha say b'shem Rav Meir? Then no, ain tashlum of tashlumen. So Chazal are saying that ain't tashlum of tashlumen, and if so, those grapes retroactively were never owned by the kohen. So when the kohen gave those grapes to the woman and she accepted it, he's not married to her because it's not his grapes to give her. And so v'kasharina and eishes ish la'alma, we're going to say that the woman is not an eishes ish, even though mida raisa, those grapes are owned by the kohen. When he gave it to the woman, he does make her into an eishes ish. He is married to her. And because of a din derabanan, the rabbanan are going to be eiker davar min ha-Torah and say that the grapes are not the kohen's. So says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood the sheet of Simchas Meshem Rav Meir. You misunderstood. My ain tashlum of tashlumen, the kamer Rameir. You know what it meant, what Rameir meant when he said ain tashlum of tashlumen, that if he does it b'meiz, it ain't tashlum of tashlumen. It doesn't mean that we're switching the ownership of those grapes. It just means the bayil mehedar shalume chulin tohirin, that we're going to make him pay again. In addition to those grapes that he gave the kohen, which the kohen is going to be allowed to keep, the tzar is going to have to pay him again, this time from chulin tohirin. We'll ask the Gemara, ihachi simchas hainu rabbanan. So that's exactly what the Chachamim said, that the kohen keeps those grapes and the tzar has to pay him again. So Simchas Meshem Rav Meir and the Chachamim are saying the same thing. Well, says the Gemara in a Chanami, in the case of Mezid, they both hold to the same thing. But by Shoigig, Simchas Meshem Rav Meir was very makel. He said that he doesn't even have to give Tashlumen again. He said that he's off the hook. Tashlum of Tashlumen, and he's off the hook. So Amar Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika Kansu Shoigig Atu Mezid Ikibinayu. The Nafkamina is in the case of Shoigig, whether or not we cannot Shoigig Atu Mezid. Rav Meir says that we don't cannot shoygig atu mezid. If he did it b'shoygig, we'll let it pass, and we'll say tashlum of tashlumen, and he doesn't have to give him a new tashlumen. Whereas the Chachamim said that in the case of shoygig, the din is the exact same as the case of mezid, because we cannot shoygig atu mezid, and even b'shoygig, we're going to say the tashlum of tashlumen, and at the same time, he has to give again. He has to give again chulin tohayred. So that's the machlekes Rav Meir and Simchas. But nobody was ever suggesting that we're going to take away the ownership from the kohen, and that we're going to be eiker davar min ha-Torah and be matir and eishes ish. I mean, the raisas and eishes ish. No one was ever suggesting such a thing. So there's still no raya from here that Chazal have the ability to be eiker davar min ha-Torah, as Rav Chista is suggesting by the term min ha-Tami al-Atar. So says the Gemara Tashma, Rav Chista brings another raya, or another attempt of a raya, that Chazal have the ability to be eiker davar min ha-Torah, and therefore it's not shver that when a person takes off min ha-Tame al-Atar, that Chazal will say that that Tame grape, which midaraisa's truma, is going to go back to being tevel, it's going to go back to being chulin. It's not shver, Chazal have the ability to be eiker davar min ha-Torah. What's the raya? Tashma, dam shenitma bizarkoi. The halacha is that if a person has dam of a carbon, he shucks the carbon, and then the dam becomes tame. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to sprinkle the dam. You're not allowed to sprinkle dam, which is tame. Let's say the kohen, he had this dam, which is tame, and the maisa, he went and he sprinkled it anyways. So the halacha depends. Bishoygeg, if he did it bishoygeg, he didn't realize, let's say, that the dam was tame. So then hortza. So then the carbon still accomplishes its kapara. The carbon will still accomplish its kapara because it was a shoygeg, it was an innocent mistake. However, b'mezid, if he does it b'mezid, he knew that the dam was tameh, and still he used it to sprinkle on the mizbeach, so then loy hartza. So then the carbon is not going to accomplish kapara, and the person will have to bring a new karban. Because the kohen did the bemazon, so now we're going to say that now the person has to bring a new karban. Now wait a second. It's true a person is not allowed to sprinkle dam which is tameh, but the halacha is that lemaisa, if a person does, so midaraisa, it works. V'ahacha de midaraisa tsuyei marze. Midaraisa, even bemazon, if a person sprinkles dam which is tameh on the mizbeach, the zrika is considered kosher, and the carbon will be kosher. The carbon will accomplish its kapara. The tanya, like we learned in the brisa, alma hatzitz meratze. The kohen would wear a tzitz, a golden plate. What did the tzitz? What was it meratze for? That the kohen gadol wore this tzitz. What did it accomplish? Al hadav val basar val chelev shenitma. It accomplishes that when a person, when the carbon has dam, or the basar of the carbon, or the chelev of the carbon, which becomes tameh, bein b'shoygi, bein b'meiz, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzon, in any sort of way, it doesn't matter how, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, doesn't matter if it was done when there's only a yachid who's tameh, or when there's tovach b'tzibur, it doesn't matter. The tzitz makes it that now, once the deed was done, so now the carbon accomplishes its kapara. So comes out midaraisa, this dam is hortza. The carbon is hortza. The dam worked. The zrika said dam, even if he does it b'mezid, it worked, and the carbon is considered kosher. It accomplished its kapara. V'ami rabbanan lor hortza, and the rabbanan are coming and saying that no, because he did it b'mezid, so we're not going to let it pass. V'kahadar mayo chulin lazara, they're going to tell the person to go bring another carbon that's bringing chulin into the azara, because really the person is not chayv to bring another carbon. So he's bringing another carbon. It's really chulin la'azara. So you see that the rabbanan are being eikar davar min ha'tayra mida raisa. It would be aser to bring in another carbon, and the rabbanan are coming to say to bring another carbon. So there's being eikar davar min ha'tayra. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rav Yaisi bar Chaninam, my loy hortza de kamer. When the braisa says that in such a case that the kain does it b'mezid, so loy hortza, it doesn't mean that now we're going to tell the person to bring another carbon. Avadana, midaraisa, it's hortza. Midaraisa, it's chulin la'azara. So we're never going to be oikar davar min ha'tayra. We're not going to tell him to bring another carbon. When we said it's loy hortza, it just means lahatir basar ba'achila. But we're not going to allow the basar to be eaten by the person, by the kohen. We're not going to allow the basar to be eaten. Klape the din of Akilas Basar, klape that, we're going to say loy hartza, but not ad kedei kach that he's going to have to bring another carbon. Av bailim nischap rubai, but in a chanami, the bailim will get their akapara through this carbon. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't really make it much better. So you're going to say loy hartza klape the din of Akilas Basar, and now you're not going to allow Akilas Basar? Saif kamis akra Akilas Basar. Achilas basar is also a mitzvah min ha'Torah. So by you saying that loy hartza, which is a din d'rabbanan, because midaraisa the tzitz is maratza. So by you saying loy hartza, you're being eiker a davar min ha'Torah. You're being eiker the mitzvah of achilas basar. So you see that Chazal says Rav Chista, this is still a raya. Says Rav Chista, this is still a raya that Chazal of the ability to be eiker davar min ha'Torah, because Chazal through saying loy hartza, saying that it's aser b'achila, are being eiker the mitzvah of achilas basar, which midaraisa is still there, and Chazal are being oikaret. And the Gemara just adds that the din of achilas basar is very chashuv. Uksev, the pasuk says, "Va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem." That it says that the kohanim eat the basar, and then the yisrael gets a kapara. Malamech hakohanim oichlim ubailim eschaprim. That it's through the kohanim eating the basar, that's a chelik of the bailim's kapara. So you see, it's a very integral part of their kapara. It's a very important factor. So the Chazal are being oiker this mitzvah, this chashuv a mitzvah of achilas basar, because of a din de rabbanon of b'mezid loy hartza, just because he did it b'mezid. Midaraisa, I don't care if he did it b'mezid. The tzitz is still meratza, and the basar is mutter b'achila. Comes along the rabbanon, and they're being eiker the mitzvah achilas basar min ha'Torah. So says Rav Chista to Rabbah, I have a raya from here. You see that, yeah, there's taka such a kayach that Chazal have this kayach to be eiker davar min ha'Torah. However, Amar Lei, Rabbah said back to Rav Chista that's still not a good raya to your shita, because Sheva al tasa shani. In a chanami, amayde b'miksas. You have a raya from here that Chazal have the ability at times to be eikar davar min ha'Torah, but only in a light kind of way. Relatively, only when it's sheva al tase. Chazal are never going to tell a person, are never going to be eikar davar min ha'Torah and tell a person to act actively do something against the Torah. Here it's passive. Chazal are saying, don't eat the basar. So there's a mitzvah of achilas basar. The person will passively be oiker that davar min ha-Torah. He'll passively not eat the basar. That's Chazal being oiker davar min ha-Torah, but it's sheva al tasa. In a chanami, I concede that by sheva al tasa, Chazal have the ability to be oiker davar min ha-Torah. That's still not going to show anything about your shita. You were saying something even bekum va'aseh. You were saying that when a person took off min ha-tami al-atar, that the tame grape that he used as truma is going to go back to being chulin. And now everyone's going to treat it as chulin, even though midaraisa it's truma. Midaraisa it's truma, and you're going to say that the czar could go ahead and eat it. That's being oikar davar min ha-taira bekum va'aseh. He's going to actively go against the Torah. That you never find such a thing. That says Rabbi Rav Chista, ad kidei kach, that Chazal could be bekum va'aseh, be oikar davar min ha-taira. That you don't find such a thing. All you brought a raya to is that b'sheva al-tasa, Chazal have such a kayach, that I'm asking b'sheva al-tasa, Chazal could be oikar davar min ha-taira. That's still not going to be a raya to your shita. So the Gemara just adds as a postscript to this chilek that Amar Le, Rav Chista said back to Rava that you should know. I wanted to ask you from many other places. I was just about to ask you. I had it written down. I was going to ask you from a whole slew of cases where we see Chazal or Eiker Davar Min HaTorah, and I was going to ask you Aro Azav, Yizamel, Sadim, Betzitzis, Ukipse Atzeres, Veshayifar, Velula. We'll explain these in a moment. But Hashta the Shanisalan. But now that you just gave this teretz, that Sheva al Tasa, loy ma'akarhu, that when it's done b'sheva al Tasa, that's not called being Eiker Davar Min HaTorah. I guess that's the lumdus. It's not just the pshat, it's lighter. It's that it's not being oiker when it's sheva al tasa. It's just being passive. That's not called being oiker. So now kulu nami sheva al tasa nenu. I could now erase all of my kashas from Arul, from Azah, Izama, all these cases I was going to ask you from. All these cases are also sheva al tasa. So mamela, I might as well jump to my next raya, which we'll get to in the following share. He's going to try to bring another raya that even kubbaasei Chazal have the ability to be oiker davar min ha-Torah. But these other kashas that I was going to ask you from, I no longer have these kashas because they're all sheva al tasa. What are these cases? So Rashi goes through them. Arul is referring to a ger shenisgayer on Erev Pesach. You have a ger that was nisgayer on Erev Pesach. The halacha is that he does not bring a carbon Pesach, even though he's 100% tar. He's 100% tar because maybe he was tamei mase before he converted. Now he was a guy at the time, so that tamas mase is not actually going to affect him at all when he converts. However, if we allow him to convert and then go ahead and bring the carbon Pesach, he's going to view it that, I guess Tumas Meis doesn't matter. The next year, when he's a full-fledged Yid already, he's going to be Tamei Meis again, and he's going to think, I could bring Karban Pesach. When really, it's not true. Last year, he was a guy when he became Tamei. That's why it didn't affect him. But now he's not a guy, and now it does affect him. So because of that, Chazal said that an Arul, a Gershonist guy or an Erev Pesach, does not bring a Karban Pesach. That's a Dindur Rabbanan, it's a Chashash Dur Rabbanan, and they're being Eiker Karban Pesach, a mitzvah min Torah, but it's being oikaret b'sheva al tasa, so that's why it's not a raya to anything, because that's just sheva al tasa. Arul Haza is referring to a person who's tamei meis, and the seventh day of his tahara process, he needs to get sprinkled from the paraduma ashes, the waters on the third and seventh day of his tahara. The seventh day falls out on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and the seventh day of his tahara falls out on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Now, midrabbanan, we don't do Haza on Shabbos. Because of that dindrabbanan of not doing Haza on Shabbos, he's not going to be tar in time to bring the carbon Pesach, but kachava, that's the din. So you see, midrabbanan, we're being eiker carbon Pesach. But again, they're also sheval tasa. We're telling him that he can't go ahead and bring the carbon Pesach. He's going to passively be eiker carbon Pesach. That's Haza. Izemel is referring to bringing the Mila knife. We had a Misach HaShabbos, Rav Elazar the Mila, that a person, Chazal said, that even though it's only carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, it's only being Ivar on Haitzah Midur Rabbanan, a person is not allowed to, in certain circumstances, bring the Mila knife over from one place to another, to the baby, in order to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. So even though it's only Haitzah Midur Rabbanan, and through that they're going to be Iker, the mitzvah, the Raisa of Mila, that's the din. But it's Sheva Al Tasa, so there's no Raya from there to anything, because they're also Sheva Al Tasa. It's that he's not going to do the Mila. Not actively not doing the Mila, he's passively not doing the Mila. Sadim Betzitzis refers to a person who has a beged which is made out of pishtun and he wants to put on semer strings. So they're also chazam midigzera because of a slayla of a nighttime garments which are not chayiv in tzitzis, and that there would be an iser of shanes, even though when it comes to your day begadim which are chayiv in tzitzis. So we have a drasha in the beginning of the mesechta that kilayim that tzitzis is daicha the iser of kilayim. You're allowed to have shatnez in your tzitzis, but Chazal were concerned that maybe if we allow shatnez in your tzitzis, you might also have shatnez in your tzitzis of a nighttime beged, which is not really chayiv in tzitzis, and then you would just have the iser of shatnez. So they were eiker tzitzis from this beged even during the day, so that you shouldn't come to have shatnez in your beged at night. But they're also chevel tasa kivsei atzeres. Rashi says is referring to that on Shavuos we bring two sheep accompanied with some bread as a carbon on Shavuos. The halacha is that if they offer the kivsei atzeres shalei l'shma, so then the halacha is that you don't do zrikas adam, even though midarais you perform zrikas adam in such a case. Chazal said that you don't do zrikas adam, so they're being eiker dafra min atayra, but they're also chevel tasa. And then finally shayfer and lulav. Shayfer and lulav refers to the fact that when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow shayfer, we don't take lulav. Midaraisa you blow shayfer, midaraisa you take lulav, but we don't do it because of gzeira shem yavirana arba amos b'rishas harabim. Because of gzeira you might come to carry. So you see that just because of gzeira v'chashash d'rabbanan, Chazal are being oiker the mitzvah min atayra, but they're also shevel tasa, and therefore says Rav Chista to Rabba, now I could skip all of these kashas because they're all answered from this one yisoy that you just said, that shevel tasa is not called being oiker. So now I'll have to bring you other rayas where it's even mekum va'aseh. Bez Hashem will get to these rayas in the following shir.